How the World Began. Did you know there was a time when there were no trees in the world, no animals, no fish in the sea, and no birds in the air? In fact, there wasn't even any sea or air, and not even a world. Way back in the beginning of time, God made the world. The earth was dark, so God said, "Let there be light." And light came streaming into the world. The earth was covered with water. No one would like a world to be all water, so God made plains and hills and mountains to rise from the water, causing dry land to appear. Then God made grass and trees to grow. The sun was set to shine in the sky for the daytime. The moon and the stars popped out at night. God made birds to fly in the air and fish to swim in the sea. He made lions that roared and bears that growled. God made cows that mooed and horses that neighed. He made dogs that barked and wolves that howled, cats that meowed, and mice that squeaked. He made all the animals and birds and every living thing that we see in the world today. Then, God made a beautiful garden called the Garden of Eden. In it were all kinds of fruit trees growing along the banks of the river. In this beautiful garden, God made the first man. Do you know his name? That's right. His name was Adam. Do you know why God made Adam? He made him to be the ruler over everything that God made. What about the animals and the birds and the plants and everything else in the world? God made them all for us, for our food, for our clothing, and for our enjoyment. I'm glad God made such a wonderful world, aren't you? Adam and Eve. Just after God put Adam in the beautiful Garden of Eden, Adam gave names to all of the animals and birds God had made. This took a long time. When this job was finished, Adam began to be lonely. Oh, he had lots of food to eat and friendly animals to play with, but he was lonely. So God said, "I'm going to make a friend for Adam." Adam went to sleep. While he was sleeping, God performed the first surgery in the whole world. He took a bone from Adam's side. From this bone, he made the first woman in the world. Do you know her name? Her name was Eve. When Adam woke up, he saw this beautiful woman God had made. God gave Eve to Adam to be his wife. They were so happy. Now they could enjoy God's world together. One day, a talking snake came to Eve. In the middle of the garden, there was a tree. God had told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of that tree. The snake spoke to Eve and said,
"Go ahead, eat the fruit of this tree. It won't hurt you. In fact, God knows that if you do eat it, you will become as wise as God."
Well, thought Eve, the fruit looks good, and this snake says that I will become wise if I eat it. So she took some and ate it. She gave it to her husband as well, and he ate it. Adam and Eve had disobeyed God's word. God called it sin. Because of their disobedience, they had to leave their beautiful home, never again to return. Thorns and thistles began to grow everywhere. Adam now had to plant his own garden. For the snake's part in their sin, he now had to crawl on his belly and eat dust all of his life. Satan who had used the snake, hadn't told Eve the whole story. Now, they suffered for their sins.